people find money for things they really want. In my life, when I've had a definite concrete goal and I've set my mind towards it with a concrete goal and enough time to fulfill it, I'm able to pull it off. Somebody said, Ty, are you worth $5 million? I saw that online. Shit. Here's my recommendation. If you can get an article online that says you make less money and are worth less than you actually are, you are a lucky man. The more money that people think you have, the more likely you're gonna get sued, the more likely you're gonna get gold diggers. Never tell people how much you make. If you make if you're worth $100 million, write an article online that you're worth $5 million. Shit, you never read The Art of War, Sun Tzu? The wise general doesn't reveal all his strengths. What are you, a dumb general? You think a smart general, Alexander the Great, would send a messenger to his enemy going, all right, I'm coming at you with 10,000 troops, 3,000 cavalry, 5,000 regular infantry, and 2,000 bodyguard. You think he did that? No, you make it look like you got 100 troops. Art of War. Why don't you read that? It's a free book on iBooks. It was written 2,000 years ago, so it can't be copyrighted, trademarked. It can't really be sold. I mean, a physical copy, they can charge you because they have to print it, and they can write a foreword and stuff. But it's a free book. Why haven't you read it? It's the most read business book by top CEOs in the world. Why aren't you not reading The Art of War? Making money is a little bit like war. It's a little bit like a chess game. You got to be able to read moves ahead. You have to be able to sometimes do what's called a feint, where you go that way, but you actually go that way. Watch a UFC fight. Business is about taking down the losers, taking money, making profit. I mean, look, here's the thing about business. You can be nice and make money. What I like to do is ignore these people. I don't necessarily go to war with these people because going to war with idiots, they have nothing to lose. So that's why I said with your family or with your friends or with your business partner now, with millionaire mentor relationship training that I learned, you don't necessarily aggressively attack them. Like if somebody leaves you a nasty comment on your Facebook, they're horrible people. Why are you gonna try to negotiate with them? Don't negotiate with fools. You just cut them out. That's what I do. There's people on my phone that think that I'm still friends with them, but I know they're bad people. So if I tell them the truth that they're bad people, they'll flip out. So they're always like, hey Ty, you wanna go out to lunch? And I'm like, I'm busy right now, but let's do it soon, or I'm traveling. You don't want to lie to people, but I'm not going to level with every single fool in the world, because every once in a while, a fool will pull out a gun and shoot you. Then it's game over and you lost. So basically, you fade away from people. You fade away. That's what I do. Okay? Somebody said, how do I know that the niche I'm doing is contributing toward the purpose of my life? So when you start a business around something you're curious. What are you curious about? Heli, Ondo, hush. Why do we have them locked up? Why are they behind there?
I don't know. Should we let them out?
I mean, were you worried because we have the cables here?
Yeah,
they'll be fine. They're not locked up. They're in a big quarter of an acre area they can run around, but someone said I'm liking this so much. Ondo, hush. I got two German shepherds. They're very protective. To start a business involving producing an item for a factory that needs a factory, always start businesses that take little startup capital. A guy on the first Millionaire Mentor call, which some of you already missed. So I said, you got till Friday. I don't want you missing more than one. He said to me, Ty, I want to start a cafe, and it's $100,000 for the lease and the equipment. Should I do it? I said, no. First, make sure you test the product out of your kitchen. Can you sell coffee delivered to people? First, make sure there's demand. So many people launch businesses, they haven't tested demand. So you need to test your demand before you go out and even get a factory to create a product, okay? Yes, Danny says you validate your business idea. Actually, yes. Ty, why are you always around women? Well, I'm a straight man who's not married. That's one of the questions I get that I never quite understand. Tyler, like, why are you around a pretty girl? Well, okay, I guess I could be around the least attractive girl that I ever meet, but do you wanna be around the person you find the least attractive? I never understood that. That's a whole line of thinking that's on the internet. That's like, Ty pays Kate to be here and all this shit. Kate, you should pay me. Anyway, but people always try to figure out the girl thing. You know what? I don't know why. I've gotten a nightclub business in more than 10 years ago. There was a lot of pretty women around there. Just by the nature of the business, you know? I had nightclubs in North Carolina, Parizod, George's Garage, Spice Street, Red Room. I sold that business in 2010 or so to my best friend. And I started other business and I was like, I guess I just carried that habit over. You know, but not everybody around, all the women around me aren't beautiful in terms of like, it's not like I'm not friends, but I think it's normal to want to be around people you're attracted to. So whatever you're attracted to, go after it. It's a very common question. I can't figure it out. But as I told you, 50% of people can't think. So 50% of the comments, it's been a great social experiment. As each of you become more successful in your business ventures, you're gonna have exposure to more people. And it's gonna shock you. Cause some of you are like, Ty's pessimistic. You know, most of the world isn't like this. And I'm actually optimist. It's probably worse than this. It's probably like 1% has the potential to be badass. And 80% suck. And you know, the other 19% procrastinate. So yeah. Yes, the hardest thing to do is think. Ty, what if you're young and you can't afford the Millionaire Mentor Program? What do you do? Well, I got a free call. This is a free call. You do with what you got. But I'm gonna tell you this. People find money for things they really want. In my life, when I've had a definite concrete goal and I've set my mind towards it, I was actually talking to my CPA today because I'm working on two big real estate projects. One is a farm in Virginia and one is a big piece of land in Los Angeles County. And they're expensive, man. They're big, big deals. These are not like $1 million deals. These are, you know, eight-figure deals. And I'm trying to do it all by myself without really having investors or anything like that. And so I said to my CPA, John, I have a couple CPAs who work for me, but this one is kind of the senior guy. I say, whenever I've set my mind upon something with a concrete goal and enough time to fulfill it, I'm able to pull it off. That's my life experience. It didn't matter what the amount of money. A few years ago, I had to pay somebody back. We had a business. It wasn't a loan, but it got complicated and we weren't business partners yet. And they decided they wanted to do something else. And they're like, can you buy us out for 1.5? Ty, I want you to buy me out for 1.5 million bucks. And this is years ago. And at that point, that was a lot of money. I mean, 1.5 million, you know, it's a chunk of change. And I was like, okay. And we picked a date and I set my goal and I paid it off early. But if I hadn't had that goal, I would not have even, I guess I would have made less money is what I'm trying to say. So for some of you, when you see something that's out there and it looks too expensive, the drive to get that thing will actually propel you to higher income. What gets you out of procrastination is ambition. And ambition is almost always centered around a specific goal. Remember that. What gets you away from fear and procrastination is ambition. And ambition comes from a goal. And it's usually a finite deadline dollar amount goal. So I'll give you an example. If you just say, like, I want to become a millionaire, it's not going to get you what you want. Or if you say you want to make six figures, it's not going to get you what you want. You have to pick, because you'll procrastinate. What you have to do is you have to do something like this. Let's say you're making 50 grand a year and you want to make 100 grand a year. You have to say, you got to be reasonable. Don't be overly optimistic. So don't say, I'm going to double my income this month. It's possible, but it's rare. Okay? Yes, you can find an article about someone who did it, but it's rare. And UNC coach Dean Smith, who coached Michael Jordan, he said he's heard the saying that it's better to dream for the stars because even if you only get halfway, you get to the moon. He's like, bullshit. Set a realistic goal, hit that goal, and then set a new higher goal. So what I would do, if you're making 50 and the vision is that you'll be making 100 grand a year, say, what's a realistic time frame? If you were advising somebody beside yourself, a younger brother, a younger sister, what would you say to them? Would you advise your younger brother who's making 50 grand and wants to make 100? Okay, set the goal that next week you'll have doubled your income. No, you wouldn't tell them that because you're going to give them good advice. You'd say, let's set a goal 18 months from now, 3 years from now, 2 years, something like that. I'd say 18 months to 3 years is realistic to go from 50 to 100 grand, okay? And then you say, all right, let's divide it up. You're at 50, you got to get to 150 in 3 years, 36 months. Divide that by the 50 grand increase in income you want. So what does that basically mean? That means you need to, in the next year, you need to go not from 50 to 100, you only need to go 50 to about 65, right? 65, 70. And then the year after that, you need to go from 65, 70 to about, 85. And then the last year, you make the jump from 85 to a little over 100 grand. And so that is extremely important that you think that way with your goals. And that's what creates hardcore motivation, which breaks procrastination. And it's that ambition. And what's even better is if you can pick a tangible item that's a little bit selfish, not too selfish, okay? Not too selfish. Like, you don't want it to be, I want to have 100 grand a year so I can just freaking do blow and sleep with hookers or something like that. Because goals like that, they're too edgy. You need support of other people around your goals. If your goal is too edgy, you lose people, you lose allies. All smart generals have allies. Nobody wants to go to war by themselves. Every American war we've gone through, we've had allies, every successful one. Vietnam War, we didn't have any allies and we didn't win. I mean, we had the one of the Vietnamese armies, the non-communist one, the South, but we didn't do so well. We didn't have enough allies. World War II, we won. And we had England, we had France, we had Australia, we had New Zealand, we had Poland, we had Russia, we had, well, Sweden was neutral, but Norway, we had the Dutch, we had, I believe Greece was an ally. Romania, I think, was one. They were attacked by Nazis. Even the Czech Republic, Czech Republic was in Nazi hands, but they were anti-Nazi because, they didn't like Hitler. So you got to ask yourself, do your goals have potential allies? And the way you get allies is having goals that aren't too extreme or too selfish. So it's okay to have a goal that you want a Lamborghini. But a better one would be like, I'm living in a little house with my family and I got kids and I want to get a place with double the square footage so my kids got a backyard. And of course, there's some selfishness to that. There is some selfishness to that because you want to live in a nicer place yourself. But I like those goals that are aligned with other people.